Welcome back to the Food Trainers Podcast. I'm Lauren and I'm the founder of Food Trainers. And I'm here with Kayleen, who runs our shop and also the Shop Food Trainers Instagram.
Hi, everyone.
So last week, CVS came to our offices to discuss the singer Adele's recent massive weight loss, I think was the word they used. And if you know us, celebrity weight loss isn't necessarily something we spend that much time thinking about, but we're asked about it. So it's sometimes like a good excuse to sort of brush up on what the story is and what the details are. For us, we were thinking about this and like it's important to us if a celebrity invites commentary about their weight loss, and we have, you know, sort of one example of that. It's different than if, you know, just a picture is posted because we don't really know the details. But there is definitely something about a transformation that's captivating. There's a show, I'm like embarrassed. There's a show called Bringing Sexy Back on Netflix. It's like sort of like the Biggest Loser Australia version, but really like really moving. Each episode has a couple of people transformations, and I've binge watched and cried. And, you know, it's just, there's something about like when somebody, as to me, especially a layperson, like, you know, sort of just takes their life back and makes some, you know, important changes. But it's never as simple as with Adele as a before and after picture. There's always a lot more to the story. So in today's episode, we're going to take a deeper dive into what we, you know, can seem superficial, but hopefully our conversation won't be. We're going to, you know, talk about Adele and also the singer Tim McGraw, who also had, you know, sort of a recent transformation. A lot of our male clients have asked about him. And finally, our Q&A question at the end of the episode has to do with, you know, sort of quote, celebrity trainers' eating habits. And for the record, you know, we have a bunch of celebrity clients, but I hate the term celebrity nutritionist, celebrity trainer. When, you know, these clients come to Food Trainers, they're just people with eating habits. Mm-hmm. And I think they sort of welcome that. So Adele, she allegedly used, and I say allegedly just because we don't know exactly, you know, if she followed it, if she did it for a week, if she did other things. But it's called, terrible name, the cert food diet. But she also divorced in the last year.
Which that can definitely affect your weight loss sometimes too. Any transformation.
Totally. I mean, it should definitely not be a footnote. I think, you know, the divorce diet is real. There's the stress or sometimes the relief. Perhaps you're going out or putting yourself out there again. But like the stomach virus weight loss, you know, sort of that either grief or, you know, sort of a breakup, that weight loss can be short-lived. Often with the shock and change comes the weight loss. And then as things normalize, this weight can come back, you know, if it was just a matter of you weren't eating that much. And any change, whether it's, you know, losing a job, the end of a marriage, we also see it as an opportunity to take better care of yourself
when
sort of a change is, you know, sort of either thrust upon you or is just your reality. And so we, you know, obviously work with clients to sort of embrace their health rather than, you know, simply not eating. And losing weight by no means, you know, in no way means that you're necessarily healthy or eating well. Like, so we don't really know what Adele is doing, you know, nor should we glorify it.
Or on the flip side of that, if you're maybe like a little bigger or full size or curvy, I think that's what they're saying now.
Curve girl is the new plus. You can't say plus size anymore.
Yeah. Even just if you're not sample size, that doesn't mean that you're unhealthy.
Totally. Yeah.
So there's two sides to it.
No, we care about the inside. but yeah. And so definitely, you know, to Kayleen's point, like we don't exactly know, you know, if Adele is doing it in a healthy way, if this is attributed to her diet, if it's attributed to her divorce, but, you know, definitely life circumstances matter a lot. And second with Adele, and I'm going to be honest here, you know, my image of Adele is that curvy, confident woman. Oh, she's also the greatest singer. And I'm not going to say Adele looks, you know, sort of better, bigger. I just think that's like, that's my Adele.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's how the world knows her. It's almost like when I was thinking about this, when like a friend changes something, like gets a massive haircut or cuts bangs or a hair color. Like,
yeah, dyes their hair.
And then you're like, who are you? Not that Adele is our friend.
Oh, you guys are besties?
Yeah, exactly. I wish. Adele, if you need like sort of reasonable nutrition advice, we're here.
Come to New York.
But I also think that with these high profile stories, what someone changes or their physical changes can also push a lot of our buttons. I see, you know, sort of, I remember a lot of people, you know, sort of almost angry when Oprah lost a lot of weight just because they sort of, you know, related. She was so relatable when she was bigger. So I think it's complicated. You know, Adele has been adamant about nobody can tell her to lose weight. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't lose weight for any work opportunity. She loved her body. And as I said, I don't know that much about her history, and she's entitled to do whatever she wants with her body, but she's public. And I think, you know, I think people are going to have opinions. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, anything else that comes to mind with Adele?
I mean, just when I saw the picture circulating in like hundreds of articles about it that last week, it made me a little sad just because I was like, why does this have to be news? Which I know you've mentioned already, they're public figures. We see them all the time.
Right.
You know, we pay money to go see them in concert, which I did see Adele, which I loved.
Jealous.
But it just, I don't know what came over me. I was just like, why?
Why is this
great,
a story?
Like, in a way, why do I have to see it everywhere I turn?
Right. And why do we, my like related to that was like, why do we necessarily think it's like, rah, rah, you know, amazing.
Yeah.
It might just be that she's going through a hard time. Mm-hmm. Again, we don't know. So I think those questions are, you know, more interesting than the diet, the cert food diet that she did, which is really like, if you look at like, I think phase one of this diet is 1,000 calories or under, lots of juices in one meal, definitely not, you know, sort of a long-term situation. Mm-hmm. That is meant to be phase one. And the science that this diet is based on, you know, turning on your skinny genes is a little bit of a stretch, which is often the case with these fad diets. And it's also not a new book, which was interesting mm-hmm. to me. I thought it, you know, sort of was giving a new book a little bit of a boost. It came out years ago. So you definitely don't need to run and buy it.
Yeah. I wonder if she saw someone and they suggested it.
Right.
Or she just picked up the book.
Yeah. Again, she could have, you know, simply bought the book. We have no idea. Or she could have stated that she actually did it. We just didn't come across that evidence. So yeah, I think again, not that, you know, the celebrities like need our empathy, but I feel as though when we are, you know, sort of automatically thinking something is good mm-hmm. or when we're sort of like, why does this bother me that Adele lost me? You know, all these different reactions, you know, that's the interesting part, you know, sort of that, you know, mirror it holds to some of us. And then, you know, I think that the other thing is when we were thinking about celebrity weight loss or high profile weight loss or transformations, like 9 out of 10 of these stories are women.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting when, you know, a few different clients in the past few, I would say maybe in the past year, male clients were interested in Tim McGraw. I mean, I am not like such a country music
fan. I am a big country music fan.
But to me, he was like this, like, you know, just, you know, run-of-the-mill country mm-hmm. singer. Of course, he's probably a great singer, but he's like a hottie now.
Oh yeah, I noticed it too. I remember watching something on TV and I was like, Tim McGraw? I remember Googling like how old he is because I needed to know.
And I actually just probably objectified him and after I said not to with Adele. But yeah, so I think the story with him was that he, there's a few different angles, but that his daughter basically saw his face. They were seeing like a movie and a trailer with him came mm-hmm. on. And she was like, Dad, like you need to get it together.
Which is so funny.
And I think there was also like definitely like a heavy drinking component.
Mm-hmm.
He had been, you know, sort of pretty honest about his wife being like, okay, enough, you're getting older.
But she's amazing too. Like yeah, the two of them.
Faith Hill. Faith Hill, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the other thing that was interesting about his story is he's like the classic, you know, male, was super athletic. I think mm-hmm. he played football. His father was, father or grandfather was a professional baseball mm-hmm. player. And then what happens when you know, sort of that big part of your life is taken, is not
true.
There anymore. So he made this like complete 180 and he's talking about it and he's written a book about it. So it's not just conjecture. And I think, you know, what I liked about his story is, even though, you know, we did comment about the fact that he looks pretty good, is that it's not just about how he looks or aesthetics. He, you know, just a good quote was, he said, I've gone through a physical transformation, but it's not just my appearance that has changed. My mind is clearer, my sense of purpose is sharper, and my relationships are deeper. Consistent physical exercise helps me bring focus to my life and to the people who mean the most to me. Like honestly, like that's why weight loss mm-hmm. is important. It's important because it does, there's this cascade of things that it does for us, you know, and even somebody who had all these resources wasn't necessarily doing
that's
it.
That's true, yeah.
So he gave up, you know, sort of burgers and boobs.
Oh, did he?
I don't know that he gave up boobs.
You tell.
But he gave up booze. Maybe there was boobs with the booze. We don't know. Sorry, Tim. And he initially just started walking, but then he like, you know, there's like some crazy trailer, like gym trailer that he tours with. And he does like 3 workouts a day, which is like a little manorexic.
Compared to me, who was like, maybe I'll start running this year.
Yeah, exactly. You listen to our resolution podcast, Kayleen was like, I'm not going to bite off more than I can chew. I'm just going to start.
Yeah.
No 3 times a day for you.
No, I went once so far.
Oh, good. And you meditated.
Yeah.
So, and then McGraw also had a book, Grit and Grace, Train the Mind, Train the Body, Own Your Life. I've heard mixed things about the book, but, and he's 52. So he's mm-hmm. not, you know, sort of like a 20 something, or I think Adele is 30 something
yeah.
too. So not as easy to have that transformation. And I know a lot of people say like, if I had a trainer and a chef, mm-hmm. I don't know if he does, you know, I could do it too. But, you know, regardless, you know, he has to work out, he has
yeah.
to show up, he has to eat a certain way and not deny himself, but skip certain mm-hmm. things. So I mean, I also read like, the interior designer, Kelly Wurstler, also uh-huh. said like she works out twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think again, like here and there, if you do like a weights workout and cardio, great. But I don't know that I'm like endorsing mm-hmm. multiple like double hitters every day.
Yeah.
So in terms of McGraw's specific diet, which he's been very open about, there was a New York Times article, there was a People magazine article, you know, very reasonable, gluten-free kind of, you know, he like an oatmeal breakfast, protein shake mid-morning, lunch, tuna with avocado and walnuts and eggs and some chilies. It's a little random. Another protein shake in the afternoon. Again, he's working
out 3 workouts
yeah. times a day. And dinner is grilled chicken breast with like a sweet potato, spinach, asparagus, or broccoli. And right before he goes to bed, so he's clearly not intermittent fasting, he has yogurt with granola mm-hmm. on top. So again, just like a basic, healthy, nothing crazy, not the cert food diet
yeah.
with, you know, a good amount of exercise. There were some things I didn't like when I, you know, sort of took a deeper dive, some soy and things like that, but pretty reasonable. But I think, again, the important thing when you hear any food or exercise plan and hear about it and are sort of, we get curious is like, you have to do what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not Adele, not Tim, not even like your friend or coworker.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not like, let me, you know, sort of borrow that you're doing. You know, we'll see new clients this week and we'll talk about what their day is like. You know, I had one client, this is just a little random, who was mid-afternoon was her witching hour.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, sort of added, you know, some days a walk, some days some days a yoga at that time. So again, very specific, very personalized. You know, a lot of what we do is more about the situations and the emotions versus just sort of like an extreme 3 times a day working out or drinking, you know, all juices and things like that.
Whatever works for you.
You know, I think we, you know, sort of have to be real. So I think just like when you see something in social media and it can push your buttons a little bit and sort of make you feel badly or make you feel curious mm-hmm. or, you know, sort of the same thing with, you know, these stories is that, you know, there's usually a deeper story. You don't always know the details. Sometimes you do.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something reasonable, a workout or, you know, some sort of a food plan and you want to try it, if it's inspiring, great. But also, you know, sort of take it with a grain of salt in terms of actually doing it for yourself. So let's do our question.
So Q&A for this week actually comes from one of your participants in the Food Stocking Plus program that was going on for 2 weeks.
If it's day 10 of 12.
Yeah. And we'll protect her privacy and we'll call her Coco based on this topic.
I like Coco.
Yeah. It's a cute name. And she asked Lauren, do you think I could be my ideal weight and still eat chocolate daily? She said, Tracy Anderson, who is a celebrity trainer, eats half a chocolate bar every day. Could that work and be healthy? Thought I'd ask since I have a chocolate habit.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a chocolate mm-hmm. habit too. So I don't know the details again of Tracy Anderson's diet. I do know that she at least historically taught classes,
yeah.
you know, most of the day. But let's talk chocolate instead. Use it as an excuse. So I'm definitely a fan of good quality dark chocolate. In terms of how to pick a good one, I wrote an article for Bobbi Brown's site that we can post in the show notes. Mm-hmm. Half a bar sounds like a little much unless you're, again, exercising all day, like Tracy or like Tim, as we mentioned. Okay, so Justin is as an example. There's a company that we love, Hugh Kitchen. They make really clean chocolate. My favorite is the quinoa, puffed quinoa almond
I've had
butter.
That one, yeah.
Delicious. Chocolate mint is good too. Their whole bar, so it's a typical basic size dark chocolate bar, is standard size, it's 2.1 ounces. So we'll call mm-hmm. that 2 ounces. They do call a serving half a bar, but that's 180 calories and 8 grams of sugar. Mm-hmm. So I think if you're having that after dinner, that's a little much after
every day.
Dinner and every day, exactly. We usually say, not that we're such calorie counters, but 100 calories or less after dinner. So that mm-hmm. would be about half an ounce. It's
yeah.
usually like, you know, it could be a row or a couple of squares, depending on the chocolate. Sometimes it's just easier in terms of chocolate with something that's individually sized. We have these Blissfully Better. We were just talking about the fact that they're satisfying and like clients aren't necessarily overdoing it.
Yeah.
They come with, you know, sort of in these
bite-sized
pieces, which is nice. You know, so that the first thing is portion. And I think like half a bar and having like a sweet, even if it's a good quality one every day, probably isn't something that you want to do. And the other issue is just habit. I think it's good to have, you know, days without sweet or days without wine or days without carbs. So, Coco, once a week, I try what we call a savory day to kind of break that just with anything. Like I can't live without it cycle. Or at least, you know, sort of a chocolate skip mm-hmm. One day a week. So I hope this helps. I think, again, like she has it every day. Should I have it every day? You know,
yeah, like
you know, it depends how much we're working out, et cetera. But I do think, and people say this all the time, like sometimes things are non-negotiables for people that they're like, they come in and they're like, I'm going to have a glass of wine every day. You know, and I usually just as like a security blanket, keep that in the beginning. But I think it's good. We don't want to be dependent really on anything, mm-hmm. even if it's a good something. So that's what I would say, Coco. again, you could submit questions on our podcast page or on Insta or on the shop Insta mm-hmm. that Kayleen runs. And if you like the podcast, please spread the word,
yes.
post an Instagram story and encourage anyone curious to subscribe so that we can continue to grow. And with that, just have a healthy week. Thank you for all your support. And we will see you with a non-celebrity topic next week.
Next week. But now I'm going to go play some country music for Lauren.
Okay.